As Onondaga County continues to proactively test more senior facilities, they continue to find and treat more cases of COVID-19. 5 people died of COVID-19, and there were 52 new cases Friday, with more than half of those being attributed to contact cases or senior facilities. County Executive Ryan McMahon said as they expand proactive testing, they'll have a strategy to find more positive cases.
When we start doing proactive testing in neighborhoods, we're going to be picking neighborhoods that have seen cases, maybe not a spread, but have seen cases. We would anticipate we would see similar results in those neighborhoods to what we saw in the assisted living facilities that had a couple cases early on, that will find more asymptomatic people, more people that have light symptoms that wouldn't have gotten testing.
Another measure the county is taking in order to ensure its ability to reopen the economy is increase the number of county employees who are trained as contact tracers. McMahon said 300 employees will be trained through a Johns Hopkins program in order to meet state requirements. He said this will be viewed as a shared service.
That 300 number satisfies not just Onondaga County's goal for restart, but the whole region's goal. Satisfies and exceeds.
Around 10% of the county's full-time workforce will be trained in contact tracing. McMahon said he's also heard from retired county workers who have offered to volunteer in that area. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.